You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, and a beautiful, crisp fall day it did turn out to be. I hope you're enjoying this weekend. I am. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm the guy with the radio show, and today we're going to be talking about all sorts of things in plastic surgery. I'm going to talk about wrinkles. I'm going to talk about jowls. I'm going to talk about maybe some little fat around the hips. That's what this show is all about. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. It's a call-in show. You can give me a call, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And if you do call in, we're still giving away bottles of Nighttime. Not for too many more weeks, but we will be switching. But for right now, Nighttime is what we're giving away to callers. And if you do call, you'll get a bottle of what I think is the best skin formulation on earth. I'm very biased because I created it, but it really does have all the things that you need and none of the things that you don't need. It's got the scientifically proven ingredients, vitamin C, vitamin A, fruit acids, antioxidants, skin brighteners, the things that are good. I left out the toxins. I left out the peptides because they're not proven to actually do anything. I left out things like skin, plant stem cells. They can't do anything either. Don't be fooled by ingredients that are what I call mystery ingredients or something like that. All right, that's what we're giving away. Bottles of Nighttime if you have a good question for me. You can't just call in and get your bottle. You have to have a question for me. 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. I have a very packed show planned for you this evening. We're going to be talking about the carbon dioxide laser of the face and how it has evolved. It is now what's called a fractionated laser treatment. What is that? Well, you have to tune in, stay tuned to hear what that is. We're going to be talking about how that differs from chemical peels and why we might use that as opposed to fillers for your wrinkles. We're also going to be talking about complications of facelifting and how we can avoid those. So if you're having a facelift this week, you're going to want to listen to this broadcast. We're going to talk about vaping. How many of you have decided vaping is much better than smoking? I don't think it is. I think it's got just as many complications and problems, and particularly with cosmetic surgery. We're going to talk about vaping tonight, and we'll have a great interview about breast surgery tonight. So stay tuned, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. So how many of you have had laser procedures in the past? You know, there's a lot of different lasers out there, and there's a laser for almost every condition now in plastic surgery. So we have carbon dioxide lasers for wrinkles, right? We know that. That's been around since about 1995. Actually, 1989 was the year, but it didn't become popular until the mid-1990s. We have YAG lasers for red marks on the face, and we have lasers for tattoo removal and hair removal and brown spot removal, and there's intense pulse light, and there's all these things. And then you say, well, how does that come into play with peels? Because you're also doing chemical peels, right, Dr. Perry? Absolutely. In fact, I trained with a couple guys in Miami named Baker and Gordon, and they're still alive and going strong. I trained in the 80s with them. They invented the deep chemical peel and really transformed plastic surgery from a totally surgical field into a field that is dominated now by non-surgical treatment. So they started it, and I was happy to be in Miami with them at the time that they were really perfecting. They've already perfected the deep chemical peel, and then came light chemical peels and lunch hour peels and all these things. So it's very confusing for a lot of people, certainly confusing for you as a consumer, and sometimes confusing even for plastic surgeons. So tonight on this show, we'll try and make some sense out of when we do what particular laser, when we do a chemical peel, and hopefully help you with your decisions. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I have been doing this a long time, 13 years on the radio, 31 years, wow, in practice as a board-certified plastic surgeon, and going strong, hopefully. I do facelifts and eyelids and rhinoplasties and breast augmentations and tummy tucks. That's my practice, and I'm here to talk to you about those things. And certainly, as many of you know, I've got a strong interest in skincare. And on days that I'm not in the operating room, I'm doing non-invasive procedures every single day, Botox and fillers and things like that. That's what this show is all about. So let's talk a little bit about the carbon dioxide laser. This is a very powerful machine, as lasers, really all lasers are. But this one has the ability to vaporize tissue. Carbon dioxide lasers can actually, if I aim it at your skin, I can drill a hole in your skin. It's really quite profound what it does, and it's a dangerous instrument. And I always feel that it's so important that a board-certified plastic surgeon or dermatologist or otolaryngologist that has trained in facial plastic surgery be the one to do those procedures. I do know that there are many non-professionals, let's put it this way, that are doing these procedures, and the buyer must beware. But let's talk about this CO2 laser. So it came into the world of plastic surgery in the early 1990s. And what we found was that when we remove the upper layers of skin, and we actually vaporize the upper layers of skin, we created a wound. And you say, well, you know, Dr. Perry, why would you want to create a wound? And the reason we do, and many of you have heard this before, the body understands very few things with cosmetic surgery, but it certainly understands that if you have a wound, it has to heal it. And the way we heal wounds is the same that animals heal wounds, that is, mammals, because reptiles heal them in a different way. But we know that mammals, all mammals, heal wounds the same way, and that is by shrinking a wound and generating collagen. So if we create a wound, we shrink it to heal it. And those of you who are aging, who are over 50, know that you've got some extra skin. You've got extra skin in your neck, you've got extra skin in your face, and it begins to sag and hang, and you say, well, if you could just remove this skin, and of course we do surgically, we do with a facelift or an eyelid lift or something like that. But we can also shrink the skin by creating a wound. So a deep chemical peel creates a wound. But a laser is a far more accurate way of creating that wound and creating a good result to get rid of wrinkles. And so we vaporize the skin. And it sounds so harsh, doesn't it? But I'm not selling a procedure here. I'm trying to explain exactly what happens in a laser procedure. We're creating a wound. We're allowing you to heal the wound. You heal that by shrinking the skin. That's a good thing if you've got too much skin. If you've got wrinkles, it smooths the wrinkles. And you heal it by generating new collagen. And that's a good thing because, as you know, your collagen thins. Most of you know because you look at your arm, right? If you're 70 years old, you can just about see through the skin. So you know that in your 30-year-old daughter or granddaughter, you can't see through the skin. So the skin thins as we get older. Collagen thins as we get older. And by lasering or peeling or doing certain other procedures, we can actually thicken the collagen and thicken the skin. So those are two good things. But the problem with the laser, and I did many, many, many carbon dioxide lasers between 1995 and 2005. That was the real era of what we call ablative lasering. And that means we remove the skin, give you a little bit of a wound, and you go home and stay well hidden. Although this is a great time of year to do this, by the way, because we're coming up to Halloween. So you come to the door after a laser, well, they'll think you have the best costume on earth because you really look frightening after a laser procedure. But but it's pretty intolerable, and most people do think that a true laser procedure is very intolerable. That means you've got about a week to 10 days without skin, and you have to wash yourself maybe 3, 4, 5 times a day and apply moisturizers like bacitracin or something like that, and then eventually the skin heals. And you look in the mirror and you say, wow, this is pretty profound. The wrinkles are so much better after this laser procedure. But your skin is red for a few weeks, sometimes even a few months. But quite honestly, there is nothing like a full face laser for getting rid of wrinkles, because I've had patients come back 20 years later, no kidding, and their wrinkles are still very significantly improved, better than 20 years ago. And I've had one particular patient that I see her daughter all the time, and she comes in, she says, my mother says still, she says hello, and she is the youngest looking person in her senior citizens community because you did that laser on her 20 something years ago. But you know what, if you have a laser, it really is quite a recovery. And most people who have had a laser, most but not all, say, you know, it's good, but I really don't want to go through that again. Do you have anything less invasive? So here we are in 2018. We have what is called the fractionated laser. Now, some of you have heard about the Fraxel laser. That's just a brand of this particular laser. But a fractionated laser is much more gentle. It's very effective at getting rid of wrinkles. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that at 6:30. So we're going to do an interview coming up, and then we're going to talk all about the fractionated laser, the CO2 laser, and the areas we treat, because it's not just the face. I'm treating hands, I'm treating the upper neck area now with this laser, and it's quite effective and less injurious to you, a much easier recovery. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these words. Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
Is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and welcome to What's Your Wrinkle? If this is the first time you've been listening, where have you been the last 13 years? I've been here every Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, and hopefully you'll be listening in the future also. And by the way, it's the fall, and that means it's influenza season. I hope all of you are getting your flu shot this year. I think there were something like 80,000 deaths last year. Unbelievable. About 80,000 people. And, you know, if you have the flu shot, it doesn't guarantee that you're not going to get the flu, but it does decrease your chances significantly, and there's evidence that shows that people who have gotten the flu shot, even if they get the flu, they do better. And each year that you get the flu shot, you do you acquire more and more immunity, and there are repeat years. It gets very technical, but certainly if you get the flu shot every year, please do, because it's so ridiculous to die of influenza when we have such a great vaccination now. Well, breast cancer remains as one of the most commonly diagnosed cancers in all of humans, particularly, obviously, in women. Although, you know, some men do get breast cancer. I know some. Approximately 1 in 8 women in the United States will develop breast cancer over the course of their lifetime. And there's going to be something like 266,000 women that are going to develop breast cancer this year. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so it's very important to talk about, you know, the symptoms of breast cancer and what are breast lumps. So we have Dr. Michelle Blackwood. She is the chief of breast surgery at Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. She's a surgeon. She's the director of the Breast Health and Disease Management at RWJ Barnabas Health. She's a member of Barnabas Health Medical Group, and she offers advice, guidance, and surgery for women who have breast lumps. Dr. Blackwood, thank you so much for taking time in your Saturday evening.
Dr. Perry, thank you for having me.
Well, you know,
Well,
I'm so happy to have you. You know, this is such an important topic, and so many of my patients come in and they wonder, you know, is this important, this lump? And I do a lot of cosmetic breast surgery, and lumps are on women's minds constantly. So tell me something. If a woman finds a breast lump, you know, what is the chance that it's bad or a cancer, or what is the chance it's benign? Tell us about that.
So as you know, women feel breast lumps all the time. Their breasts are kind of made up of what I call nooks and crannies. We do feel things, but we don't know if they're anything. The reality is if you feel something new in your breast, you should probably have your doctor check it out. What you and I both know, though, is that, thank God, most things we feel in our breasts are benign. They're not cancer. But if they are cancer, it's always best to check it out early rather than later.
You know, you make such a good point. I know a lot of women that don't examine their breasts because they tell me, well, I don't know what I'm feeling. But I think the important thing is that they examine their breasts and they begin to just understand what their breast is like so that if there's a change, they can go to you. You agree?
I 100% agree with you, Arthur. I think it's so important. You know, if you developed a new mole or a new wart on your finger, you would know it right away. The reality is you don't have to be an expert to examine your breasts. You just kind of have to be aware of your own body. And quite frankly, as you and I know, when a woman comes in with a breast lump, sometimes there has been a delay for some reason, and she'll say, you know, I did feel this 6 months ago. I think fear is a problem, and I think that if you know where to go, someplace like Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health, where we have all the latest, greatest technology, we have great doctors and nurses, we can really help someone. And we do try and take the fear out of it.
All right, Dr. Michelle Blackwood. So now let's say a woman has a lump and she comes in to see you. What, first of all, what causes these lumps?
So some lumps are simple. They're caused by fluid in the breast called cysts. Sometimes they're caused by a hormone. Cancer itself, we don't know exactly the causes of breast cancer. There can be hereditary causes. There can be a gene mutation. There can be a carcinogen the woman's been exposed to. But one of the tests, a very simple test to determine whether something is solid lump or cystic lump, meaning full of fluid, is an ultrasound. It's cheap, it's easy, it doesn't hurt, and it takes about 5 minutes.
Okay, so let's say a woman is listening right now. She's, you know, she felt a lump last night, and a lot of people absolutely panic, and I certainly understand that. But so Monday morning, she's going to call your office. What's the next step? What happens then?
The next step is we want her to get some imaging studies, a mammogram, an ultrasound, and if she's already had those, then we just want her to bring those in with her, and then we look at those images with her. Sometimes we have to do another image of some sort, and then we decide how to biopsy it. A lot of times we do put a little needle into the tissue or the lump, and we figure out what that is. If it's a cyst, we will actually take fluid out of it, and it will die down and go away. And if it's something else, we can tell you what that something else is.
Okay, so now the woman has a diagnosis, and it's a good diagnosis in this situation, this scenario we're talking about. You have a cyst, and that's it. You said, okay, go home, relax now. When should she come back and see you next?
We usually do a six-month follow-up, quite frankly, on just plain old cysts, just to be on the safe side. Sometimes a cyst can mask something else, so we just like to be, we're very conservative, so we do like to follow up with those patients.
Okay, but now let's take the scenario where it wasn't a cyst, it was kind of solid, and you're just not sure, so you say maybe we need a biopsy. What's that all about? What does that entail for a woman?
So thankfully, it's less than having a dental procedure, quite frankly. You put a little numbing medicine on the breast, usually with an ultrasound or some other imaging. We put a needle into the lump itself, take a small piece of it out, and send it to pathology. Most patients say it doesn't hurt. We also put a tiny little marker in afterwards to mark the spot where we were. It takes about 3 days to get that result back. And if it is a cancer, we bring our patients back in and we talk about her options. And a lot of times the options are just a lumpectomy with radiation. And the other option, of course, is mastectomy. But as you know, Dr. Perry, a lot of times what we do is a lumpectomy and we do a breast lift at the same time so that she looks good and is cancer-free at the same time.
That's right. And certainly the reconstruction of the breast is so important for self-esteem, feeling good. So if we're going to remove something from one side, we like to address the other side also. So let's say that a woman now has had a cancer. And, you know, it's a devastating diagnosis for most women. It really is. It's just a, but it doesn't have to be because most of these cancers are easily treated, correct?
Absolutely. You know, you just said we have over 200,000 breast cancer cases this year, but we also have over 2.6 million breast cancer survivors in this country. We have come such a long way when it comes to breast cancer care. We can make a woman or a man, as you've said, cancer-free. We have a lot of medicines that also help us do that. We have great surgeons and great surgical expertise with our surgeons and our plastic surgeons together. And we can make the patient more comfortable. We work on her personalized care plan for that cancer. Or, as you said, I have men with breast cancer as well. We have 2,500 cases of breast cancer in men in this country every year.
Yeah, you know, a friend of mine who's the chief of surgery at a large medical center, a man developed breast cancer. It was quite a story. He's gone public with it, but I'll let him tell his story. Dr. Michelle Blackwood is the chief of breast surgery at the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. She is a board-certified general surgeon with a fellowship in breast surgery. I believe it's Sloan Kettering, correct?
That's correct.
And what a great place to train. So we're so happy that you're in New Jersey now and providing great care to patients. So if someone wanted to contact you and go to your breast care center, what would the phone number be and what's the website?
973-322-7888 is for our breast center to make an appointment for a mammogram or an ultrasound. And by the way, we also give out a rose to every patient who comes in for her checkup. And if you need an appointment with one of our breast cancer surgeons, it's 973-322-7020. And, of course, Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas Health, rwjbarnabashealth.org is our website.
All right. And that's so important. The website is wonderful, by the way, rwjbh. I think they like it, rwjbh. There's a couple ways to get at that, but the easiest one is rwjbh.org. So now let's talk for a minute about mammograms. I know over the years it's been pretty controversial. I think the government would like us to get mammograms later, but we want to get them earlier. You know, they just don't want to spend money. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. But what age do you recommend women start getting mammograms?
You know, the mammogram can be used as early as age 25 or as late as age 85. So as you've said, it really is a personalized look at it now. The results from a lot of the studies about mammograms are that it should be a personalized approach, meaning that some women take a great mammogram at age 30 and really should be followed there because of their family history or their own history. And the other thing is it's hard to know what your actual risks are. So we tell patients to talk to their doctor and figure out what is the best plan for them. They may need to start screening for breast cancer earlier than age 40 because perhaps their mother had breast cancer at age 35. So they should actually start at age 25. There are other screening tools as well. We use ultrasound with our mammograms for dense breasts. We also consider MRI of the breast, which helps a lot for our high-risk patients.
And many of my listeners in the New York area, unfortunately, do have that gene, the BRC gene. And so those are the patients, even early, who it's very important to have MRIs, correct?
Absolutely. For the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 mutation carriers, those patients who have a mutation are known to have it, we like to see them a couple times a year, quite frankly, every 6 months. And we try and do a mammogram an MRI either together or every 6 months and yearly for those patients. We also tell those patients to follow up with their gynecologist because they're at risk for ovarian cancer as well. So, and as you know, Dr. Perry, there are a lot more mutations out there that we're just finding out more and more about. So right. when a patient has a mutation, we do like them to come in and talk to us about it, and then we actually set up a personalized follow-up plan for them.
Michelle, we're going to be caught by the clock, but I want to thank Dr. Michelle Blackwood so much. She's the chief of breast surgery at Rutgers Cancer Institute. Thanks so much for taking time on your Saturday evening and speaking to us here at WABC.
Thank you so much, Dr. Perry. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We'll be back after these words. Stay tuned.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, host of this show. So if you have a question about cosmetic surgery or skin care or dermatology, give me a call. 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. We're live in New York this evening. Last week we broadcasted, actually it was a rerun last week. 2 weeks ago we were in L.A. We are live tonight, so give me a call. 800-848-WABC. You'll walk away with a bottle of nighttime, and you'll walk away with a lot of good information. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about the carbon dioxide laser and the fractionated laser in a minute, but first, I want to talk about Plexaderm. You know, I've been talking about this on this show for the last few months, and the response has been really very good, and I want to thank you. And a lot of my patients have come in and said they have started using the Plexaderm, and they'd love to be on a commercial. You know, they tell me these stories, and I tell them we really have to record some of these things because Plexaderm is really quite astounding. What is Plexaderm? No, it's not skincare. And we want to divide the world of skincare and cosmetics makeup into two different portions here. And what you do for your skin could be to repair it. That's skincare. But you might also put makeup on. Well, Plexaderm is more in the makeup line. So what actually is it? It is a product that my good friend John Greenhut came up with. And what it is, it's like a silicone material. You put it on your face, under your eyelid, your lower eyelid, for instance, or any area that's wrinkled, and it kind of dries. The technical term is it's curing over the course of several minutes. You probably have seen these commercials on television. They're quite astounding. They really are amazing because the wrinkles just disappear. So I called up John, true story, and I said, I need to try this on my wife. I don't know, you know, is this real? Is it not real? So John sent me some of the Plexaderm for my wife. She tried it, and the results were quite astounding. And with my patients, the same way. You know, again, I say it's not skincare because when you put it on, your wrinkles go away. If you wash it off, your wrinkles are back. So it is a temporary fix. But boy, that comes in handy, doesn't it? If you're going on television this evening, yes, it's important if you're going on CNN or Fox News. But how many of you are really doing that? But you might be going to the restaurant or the theater, and you want to look as good as possible. And, you know, I provide you with what I can do with cosmetic surgery and skincare and Botox and things like that. But you might need something like Plexaderm. It really is quite amazing. So if you are interested in this product, John has given me an 800 number. You'll get 50% off the normal retail price. So it's 800. Write this down, 800-925-9963. You've got to call that number to get the discount. You just can't call their regular number on TV and say you heard about it on Dr. Perry's show. You have to call this number. It's all coded. So 800-925-9963. You'll get up to 50% off the normal retail price. And do tell them that you heard about it on Dr. Perry's What's Your Wrinkle show. It is a really good product. It's safe. Unlike, there's another class of things that get rid of wrinkles right away. You've heard me talk about it on the show. I call those the swellers. They cause inflammation in your skin, and I don't like those because inflammation is not good in the long run. John's product, Plexaderm, does not cause inflammation. It's a great product. So give him a call, 800-925-9963. All right, so many of you have had a laser procedure in the past, and you know that the recovery is quite intense. So that was one of the problems with the carbon dioxide lasers. So it kind of went full force as an ablative laser. That means it removed the skin between 1995 and 2005. Later in that decade, what's called the fractional laser came out. And they found that instead of just removing the upper layer of skin with the laser and letting it heal, we can actually drill small little holes in the skin. Oh, it sounds terrible, doesn't it? You know, all these things are, think about what we do with surgery and Botox and things like that. You know, we have to go through these things to look better. But this is really quite easy to go through. So the laser, instead of removing the entire upper layer of skin, will drill little holes in the skin and leave a lot of skin intact. One, that makes it much more comfortable, and two, the recovery is much faster. And we found that if we do it in this manner, but do a few different procedures, so I'll do two or three of these fractionated lasers, we can get you to pretty close to what we had before with the ablative laser, that really bad one that I told you about. We can get you those kind of results almost as good, and in many cases as good, without going through all that recovery. So it's called the fractionated laser. And the way I do it is we don't need to numb you up. You know, in the old, that laser, that's the ablative laser, I had to bring you to the operating room, give you some sedation, or sometimes even general anesthesia, and numb you up and do the laser. Well, we don't do that anymore. We use Emla cream. Emla is like a lidocaine cream that goes on your skin. And we put it on for about a half an hour to an hour beforehand, and it numbs up the skin. And interestingly, there was a study that just came out, and they compared using Emla cream with just freezing kind of the skin. Not freezing the way you think with actually frozen, but actually cooling the skin. So I have a machine in my office that gets really cold. It gets right down to about 35 degrees or so, and it's called a forced cold air anesthesia machine. And it blows this on your skin, and it makes it so that it doesn't hurt as much when we laser through that cold skin. And they did a study. They compared the Emla cream. This was in, I'm sure you all read this, the Journal of Cosmetic Laser Therapy. Oh, of course you read it. Well, I read all these journals, and that's why I'm on the air to translate this science for you. So the Emla cream was compared with the forced cold air anesthesia, and they were pretty much identical. The patients had it on one side, the Emla cream, and the forced cold air on the other side of their face, and there really was no difference in the discomfort involved. And so, you know, in some people we might use Emla cream, and in others we might just blow this really cold air on your face and then laser through. And then we do the procedure. It's a very quick laser. It only takes about 15 to 20 minutes to do a face. We're also doing hands, by the way. I've had a lot of patients who have had their hands done, and I go very superficially. We don't want to go too deep. We don't want to create a wound on the hands. But patients really love getting that rough skin, crepey skin. It looks so much better. The rough skin goes away. The crepey skin goes away. And your skin on the back of your hands. And I've gone all the way up the forearms with this laser. And also on the top of the chest, the lower neck area, we can laser. We have to be very careful. We go more superficially on those areas than we do on the face. But the CO2 fractionated laser is really a great tool. We talked about it on this show with my good friend Dr. Ron Moy a few weeks ago, the dermatologist from Beverly Hills. And he's using that and pretty much has given up the chemical peeling, even though he wrote a book on chemical peeling. Interesting. I still do chemical peels when it's for color. So, for instance, if you have, let's say, splotchy pigmentation of your face, but you really don't have a lot of wrinkles, then we will do just a TCA peel, trichloroacetic acid peel. And that peel is one that takes about 15 to 20 minutes, again, in the office. A little uncomfortable when we do it. All of these procedures, you're out of commission for a little while. The TCA peel, it's about a 5 to 6 day recovery. It's quicker with the laser. But, you know, it's interesting with the laser. The deeper I go with the laser, the longer it takes to recover. So that's why we're doing more superficial lasers and more procedures, because you might take maybe 2 days off with a very superficial laser as opposed to a week with a deeper laser. So there's a lot of variability in these treatments, and which one do you have? It depends on what your issue is. And a lot of patients ask me, they say, well, I just had filler, but I've got all these this crepey skin on my cheeks that you can't fill, and what I call a marbled look on the chin. No, it's very difficult to fill those type of wrinkles with wrinkle filler like Restylane. So the question is it safe to laser over that? And, you know, pretty much any question you've asked, they've done a study on, you know, and if it's not already done, it will be done very, very soon. But they did study lasering over filled areas, and it turns out that whether you have filler like hyaluronic acid or fat grafting or something like that, it is safe and it doesn't destroy the filler, so we can laser right through, right over that with no issue at all. So we combine all these treatments. So in some patients, we'll do filler for the wrinkles around the mouth. We'll do laser for the wrinkles on the cheeks. And we'll usually go very superficially around the mouth also with the laser, just so that if we do get a little bit of a color change, we get a consistent color change throughout the face. But it's not 100% necessary to do that, as long as we respect what are called anatomical units. And you say, well, what is that? Well, your forehead is an anatomical unit, your nose is, the area around your mouth is, your cheeks are. And these are areas that we look at. When you look at another person, you're not really looking at their full face, you're looking at a portion of the face. And if only a portion of that anatomical unit has been treated by a laser or a peel, it looks funny. So we want to do the entire area. All right, we've got more to talk about, more about lasers, more about cosmetic surgery when we return from our break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And the phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. And I'm going to take the opportunity to talk about my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page. Why not? Facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry. And you'll learn all about cosmetic surgery and the procedures that I do. And there's more after these words. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222.
What's your wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of this show, and I'm here to talk about cosmetic surgery, skin care, dermatology, things like that. Answer your questions, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. And by the way, you heard the commercial about the skincare products, Nighttime. That's the what we call the marquee product, although some people say my Clean Time soap is really the best one, but Nighttime is really spectacular. Well, I've mentioned in the past, we are changing our packaging. So we're almost out of the old packaging for Nighttime, and you can take advantage of that. It's perfectly good. The Nighttime has been refrigerated, and if you refrigerate it, it'll stay a long time. If you refrigerate what we're going to send you, it'll be around for a good 6 months or so. It'll be just fine. So the Nighttime, we've got this great special this weekend, and if you go to the website and spend $50 on anything, could be the soap, could be the moisturizer, whatever you want, you'll get a free bottle of Nighttime. That's a great deal. Nighttime costs $65 normally. But we're clearing out the warehouse because we've got tens of thousands of new bottles coming in. So you have to use the free night 2018 code. So once again, free night, N-I-G-H-T, if you don't know how to spell that, free night 2018. Use that, put it in. Any purchase over $50 gets you a free bottle of Nighttime. So it's a great opportunity. You could stock up right now for your Christmas presents. Don't tell them you got it at a discount, right? So free night 2018. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and you know, one of the procedures that I do a lot of is the facelift. I love doing facelifts because it's such a transformative procedure, and it really does change people's lives. When they come in, when you come in, and whether you're 45 or 55 or 65 or even 75, and you have jowls and bands in the neck, and you look at yourself in the mirror, and you've got, you know, this big neck, and you tell me, well, you're beginning to look like your mother. You loved your mother, but, you know, you don't want to look like her. You don't, because that's the memory of your mother. And, you know, look, I said that on the Oprah show. I told the story before, and people didn't quite understand what I meant. But if you look in the mirror and you see that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we do a lot of facelifts, and I'm doing several this week. I do them every week for the most part. They're wonderful procedures, and I do what's called a short scar facelift now, and that means I don't make incisions in the hairline. I make incisions in front of the ear and then just a little incision behind the ear, and I do what's called a two-layered facelift. And with that two-layered facelift, I lift the jowls in a separate layer. And then I make an incision under the chin, and I approach the bands of the neck. I remove fat, and there's fat on top of the muscle, those muscle bands. And in many people, there's fat underneath those muscle bands, and that has to be addressed. So I do, that's called a platysmaplasty, by the way, in case you really want to know what that is. So I do that operation. I tighten the platysma muscle, the bands of the neck. I remove the fat of the neck, and we lift the skin, and voila. You look so much better. It's about a four-hour procedure. It really is. There's artwork in a facelift, and I do more in a facelift than I did when I was a resident. And so it's a more complete procedure and a more aggressive procedure, but one that should hold up for many years. So the question is, are facelifts safe? And the answer is yes, as long as you are healthy. And what does that mean? If you have high blood pressure, it's got to be under control for a facelift, because one of the complications of facelifting surgery is bleeding. During, of course, that happens in every surgical procedure, and a trained board-certified plastic surgeon controls that, but it's bleeding afterwards that evening or the next day or a few days later that could be trouble. It could cause problems. It could cause us to have to go back to the operating room. So, scientists, plastic surgeons, basic science researchers have looked at who might be more likely to get bleeding. And by the way, it's not common with facelifts. There was a very good study that was just published in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, and they looked at many, many other studies. So that's one that doesn't just look at a group of people. They look at a group of studies. And the complication rate overall with facelifts is about 1.8%, so you say 2% or so. And while no one wants to have a complication, there are things that can happen, unfortunately. So what are the things? Well, bleeding, it's about 1.1% in overall in these studies. And they looked at something like 11,000 patients. So you say 1 in 100. But who are the people that could bleed? Those are people that have high blood pressure for the most part. That's a real big risk factor for bleeding. Men also have a much higher chance of bleeding than women. For some reason, I think there's more of a blood supply to the face because of the blood has to supply the hair follicles. There's more what we call metabolic activity in the face of a man than a woman. So certainly, if you've got high blood pressure, it needs to be well controlled, not only before surgery but in the operating room and afterwards. That's the single most important determinant of whether or not you're going to have a bleeding complication after surgery. And also, if you take aspirin users, certainly we ask our patients to not use aspirin for a minimum of 1 week prior to surgery. Very, very important, because certainly if people forget that, if they take aspirin, they're much more likely. And people who take aspirin and have high blood pressure, that is not well controlled, well, those are people that are really at high risk for a bleeding. Let's take one phone call. Patty, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle? Are you there, Patty?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Perry. I just have a quick question about the laser that you were talking about before.
Absolutely.
Is it okay to perform that type of treatment on crow's feet very close to a person's eyes?
Absolutely. Good question, by the way, Patty. So here's what we do. You know, the laser is a very powerful instrument, and you know, I shudder when I hear about people who are not well trained or sometimes non-physicians using the laser. It's a very powerful instrument. In fact, this laser was developed to take paint off of boats, believe it or not. It strips it right off of boats. So yeah, it's very powerful. When I work around the eyes, when we're on the face at all, we have steel goggles. But when we work around the eyes, I use steel contact lenses. And so the way we do this, it sounds terrible, right? You put a steel contact lens in. We put a drop of anesthetic, just like the optometrist or ophthalmologist uses. And then I put a contact lens in. It's just like your normal contact lens, but it's bigger. And only Superman can see through it because it's made out of steel. And it totally protects your eye. to do a laser without that around the eye without that steel contact lens is extremely dangerous. Because, yes, Patty, there have been, not with me, thank God, but there have been punctures of the eyeball from the laser. In fact, I was on, Marsha Kramer interviewed me, it was a long time ago already. It was in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, when we talked all about the complications of lasers. Because when the laser was a new procedure in the 90s, a lot of people did not understand the limitations, what it could do, and how dangerous it was. And so there were more complications. There always are in the beginning of a procedure. But the laser right now is what we call a mature procedure. It sounds high-tech and brand new, but we've been using it for 20-something years in plastic surgery, and it is still quite good. So when I do the crow's feet, and it's very effective, by the way, Patty, for crow's feet, we will use that Emla cream because we can't chill that close to the eye either. So it has to be, your care has to be individualized. That chiller that I was talking about before that really cools the skin and decreases discomfort, we can't do that around the eye because it could injure your eye, just the chilling. So we do use the Emla cream, and we'll do usually 1, 2, or even 3 passes of the laser over that area. And it's quite remarkable. The people in the operating room love to do the laser because we actually see the skin tightening right before our eyes. So it's quite dramatic, the effect.
Well, thank you very much. It sounds interesting.
It is interesting. It's a very effective tool. And just like a knife or a scissors, it's a tool in or a liposuction cannula, a tube. It is a tool. And yes, it can be a procedure, but it can also be just part of another procedure. So sometimes we'll use the laser as an adjunct to surgery. But I like to use it where it's unique and better than the other techniques. So certainly with wrinkles, it fits the bill.
Thank you, Dr. Perry. Thank you very much.
Patty, good to hear from you. Thank you so much for the phone call. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. You know, I promised Bobby Fallon that I would mention her again tonight. She is a realtor in Highland Falls, New York. Do you know where Highland Falls is? It's 50 miles north of the George Washington Bridge. She's a great realtor, a good friend of mine. I'm going to give you her number right now, right before I even talk about these two properties. 845-446-2238 is Bobby Fallon's phone number. So there's two properties that she's selling now in Highland Falls. There's one in Undiora Park, which is a wonderful area of Highland Falls overlooking the Hudson River, and it is a 3-bedroom house that she is selling for $575,000, and it is a spectacular area. Highland Falls, if you saw last week, it was listed as one of the safest towns in America, and also they're building this wonderful new hotel there. So we don't have time to talk about all her other properties, but give Bobby a phone call, 845-446-2238. If you're interested in escaping the city, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This has been What's Your Wrinkle? When they play that music, I've got to get out of the studio. So, unfortunately, I could go an hour, 2 more hours, whatever. But check me out. My website, perryplasticsurgery.com. And if you're interested in the products, it's drperrys.com. Thanks so much for great engineering. We'll see everybody 6 o'clock next week. Have a wonderful week. And happy birthday to my wife, by the way.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.